as
God
intended.
Let's go.
Everyone to Looking for Healing Radio, where pharmaceuticals are never going to be medicine. As you know by now, I'm your host, Dr. H, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Hanalei. If you read something that I've written, got a bunch of different names. That's just the way it is. But folks, I hope you are having a beautiful day wherever you might be in this fine morning or on a podcast listening in. And thank you so much for listening in. Thank you so much for sharing this show. As always, we want to remind you that we are shifting our format a little bit, right? We want to make sure Fridays are educational, and rather than us going all in on answering like as many questions as we can, because I'm going to tell you all, that's a little stressful for us, especially when it's like you feel like there's actually a good answer you want to give, but you can't really give the full breadth of it because you don't know everything. So we're going to do on Fridays. We started this out last week, but what we're going to do on Fridays is we're going to start sharing cases with you. So it might be just one case so that we can teach something. Like I think last week we did with Dr. J, tetanus, you know, and just talking about that and talking about the importance of oxygen therapeutics for an obligate anaerobe. And you're like, what are those two words, Dr. H? Well, an anaerobe is a bacteria that survives in the absence of oxygen. Oxygen is toxic to it. So you start bringing in, you know, things like hydrogen peroxide as a therapy, where you're going to have an extra oxygen ion that gets released and it becomes toxic to the bacteria. So it's just understanding, you know, so we want to get into that level of detail with you every Friday. We will take a question, something that we feel is going to give us that opportunity. So please go to the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network, go to Looking for Healing show page and put in on that page, put in, you know, what you hope we will respond to. Okay. Remember, not individual, small little questions. We want this to be teaching. So give us some information, give us a little bit of background, you know, ask us an area or a topic. Like today, we're going to be talking about something that blew my mind this weekend. I am so grateful that more than 25 years into this, I can still have a miracle happen in front of my face and learn something that I completely thought was impossible. I was told, of course, by the powers that be, that want us to be enthralled with pharmaceuticals and want us to be in the cult of Asclepius temples called hospitals. I was told by them that this thing was not possible. But in the next segment, we're going to be talking about something that is incredible, and the role that colloidal silver, copper, and DC direct current play in this, aka grounding. We're going to be talking about that in the next segment. But in this segment, you know, my God, you know, I had a very interesting weekend. You know, the weekend starts and we're watching the women's Final Four. Big shout out to those South Carolina Gamecocks, by the way. Way to go, y'all. Balling out. I see you. Not getting all caught up in the hype and everything. All right. Caitlin Clark, felt bad for her that she couldn't get a championship. She just twice, you know, twice right on the cusp. But of course, that doesn't take away from her greatness. She's a baller. I mean, when you can step across half court, put it up, and you have a pretty good sense that it's going in, that's like beyond Curry range, you know, right there. So big shout out to her and all the Iowa Hawkeyes and everything. You know, they put up a really valiant effort and played a beautiful season too. And so when you're just getting into the competition of it, you know, that's the thing. It doesn't matter if it's male, female. When you're just, I'm a competitor. I like to compete. I like seeing, you know, contests. I'll put on a fight, you know, where I don't know either of the two boxers, you know, just to see who's going to actually show better skill and technique. because you can see who put in that work. You know what I mean? You can see who put in that work to develop themselves into the best version of themselves. And that's where I think athletics really shine, is this constant pursuit of taking yourself to a new level, a new place of your own personal greatness, really, when you get out down to it, you know. And you can see the people like the Caitlin Clarks who have that drive to just be the best version of themselves, versus the athletes who don't and lose heart, you know, after a little bit and get whooped, you know, in games and stuff like that. So I like it. Like, I don't know why we are doing this participation trophy nonsense. I've been against that since I became a dad. You know, I was like, my son is never getting a participation trophy for, you don't get a trophy for being present. You know what I mean? You get a trophy for winning. And it's like, why are we not teaching our children the absolute joy and value of winning? Because when you win, you understand that all the work that you put in to get there becomes worth it. And you start learning these valuable life lessons that I can really control my destiny, right? I can decide how hard I'm going to work, how committed, how dedicated. I love one of the axioms in martial arts is you have to defeat yourself first. The first enemy, the first opponent you're going to have to defeat every day is yourself. And if you can defeat the lethargy, the I don't feel like waking up, I don't feel like doing, when you can defeat that, you can explore your own greatness. I love it, right? I absolutely am enthralled with all of it. I love to win. I tell people, they're like, are you a fan of basketball? Are you a fan of football? No, I'm a fan of winning. I am a fan of winning straight up, unapologetically. I am not a fan of the NBA. I'm a fan of my team, the Los Angeles Lakers, when the Los Angeles Lakers win. Right. And then when they're not winning, I am divorced from that experience because I do not tolerate losing under any circumstances. All right. And I am unapologetic about that. I like the way I am. I like that I am a retired fan. I only come out of retirement when my team has a chance to actually win something. And I don't have to be emotionally involved anymore to the point where I'm putting, like, you know, a chair through a TV because my team didn't perform in an entertainment, you know, episode that's heavily funded by God knows who anymore, right? But when it comes down to just pure competition, I love the lessons that get taught. I love what you learn, even the failures, because the failures, when you study people, it's that failure that drove them to get back out there and defeat themselves the next day and get themselves out of bed and get themselves going and become that better version of themselves because they learned who they were in that moment wasn't good enough yet. And I love those stories. So I'm really interested for Caitlin Clark. She gets to the WNBA. I'm really interested to see her win a championship. She's a champion. She's going to win a championship at some point. And it's going to feel fantastic, you know, for her, because she can tell that she has got that winning mentality. It's winning or nothing else, you know, for her. And I just love that stuff. So there was something though about the broadcast that I was not very happy about. And I don't know if anybody else knows that, paid attention to this. I don't, maybe I'm a little off. You know, I was just reading on ESPN how the national, which one is it? I want to make sure and give credit. The NAIA, the National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, in a 20-0 vote, voted that biological men cannot compete against biological women in collegiate athletics. Now, this association, this you know, they govern roughly 83,000 you know, collegiate athletes. And what's so awesome about that decision is they said, we've had enough. This is a ridiculous conversation. There's nothing more toxic than a man who thinks he should be able to compete against women and that that's a legitimate victory. That's absurd. You want to talk about toxic masculinity from the 80s, you know, the Sly Stallones and the, you know, the Guns and Glory movies and stuff like that that taught us. I mean, those were kind of dope. I mean, you go back and watch them, don't you feel good? I like watching Arnold Schwarzenegger and Predator. You know, I'm not tripping, right? It's a great movie. You know what I mean? It's like when men were men, right? There's nothing wrong to me with that, but I can understand where it could go a little bit over the top and become toxic, right? I get it. But you would tell me whether that's more toxic for a man to do that and explore his testosterone, or is it more toxic for a man to think he's a woman and say he should be able to compete against women, and even worse, go into their locker rooms and watch them undress? Come on, y'all. This is ridiculous. You know what I mean? So to see that vote by the national, the NAIA, I was like, whew, finally, some sanity coming back in. Ooh, been waiting for that pendulum to start swinging, you know, in the other direction. Well, I'm watching this. I'm watching the a little bit. I didn't watch the whole broadcast, but you know, I'm watching a little bit of what's going on. And I notice, and I'm looking at the commercials first, you know, because I want to see like what the programming going in. And I see a Home Depot commercial, right? And it's all about women building stuff. And I'm like, okay, that's dope. I mean, they're showing little girls building stuff, and they're showing, adult women building stuff and everything. I'm like, that's really cool. There wasn't one guy in the entire ad. And I'm like, okay, where's the guys? So I start like my antennas start going up, like, what's the programming? What are you trying to show here? Next commercial, I forget what it was. It might have been Gatorade or something like that. Again, not one man anywhere in any of the ads, right? And this was ad after ad after ad, not every ad, but ad after ad after ad, only women, only women, only women, only women. And I'm like, wow, we can't even get a spot in an ad. You know, like, this is kind of crazy to me. So then they go back to the broadcast, right? All women. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. You know, I mean, you know, that's cool. But this is my thought as a guy. And again, I'm a guy. I'm stupid. I'm prone to stupidity. Okay, that's the nature of testosterone. So just bear with me, ladies, watch, listening to this, because I'm not hating on women. Don't think I'm going, Dr. H, where are you going? You're getting dangerously close to an edge. No, I'm not getting dangerously close to no edge. I'm just saying, for every broadcast for football or men's basketball or baseball, there are women everywhere in the broadcast booth, on the sidelines, doing interviews, now in the NBA ranks, coaches, referees. There's women everywhere, right? And we say that's progress. We hail that. Well, I'm a guy. I'm checking out women's basketball for the first time because I'm interested in competition and I want to see some good competition. And there was some great competition between all the teams all weekend. But I got to ask, where are the guys? I saw Gino Auriemma from UConn. He was one, he's been there forever. And I saw Jason Sudeikis. That was it. And there are no guys anywhere. And I'm like, if women being around in male athletics is a sign of progress, then what are we going to think about when men are basically omitted from the female game? I just thought, like, hey, it would be dope. What if you brought some NBA players on there? What if there was some of the NBA commentators, you know, coming in at least to sit it for a second at these tables, right? But it just felt like men weren't welcome. And I want y'all to hear that. It felt to me watching that men weren't welcome. And how are you going to invite this competitive sport to men so that men can go, yeah, I can get behind this. I love competition. I want to get behind it. But I don't feel like I can get behind it if we're not being truly, I'm going to use a word back on them, if we're not being truly inclusive. There you go. There you go. All right. So just my thoughts on it. And again, I'm a man. I'm prone to stupidity. Maybe I'm stupid for even saying this right now, but I just felt like men weren't welcome, you know, in that whole broadcast on the weekend. And I feel like for those folks, it's a missed opportunity because I don't know when another Caitlin Clark is coming along, you know, to really bump that game up. And every metric that you could talk from ticket sales to viewer shares on, she pushed the needle. I don't know when you're going to get another one of her, but you're going to get one in the WNBA, and maybe it's a lesson that they need to learn. for it. But anyway, we're talking athletics, whatever. We actually be talking entertainment. We're not talking athletics. We're talking entertainment with the bottom line that's behind it. So where that took me to was an interesting thing people were saying all week long. Blame it on the eclipse. Blame it on the eclipse, everybody. Just blame it on the eclipse. Whatever's going wrong, blame it on the eclipse. Oh, and by the way, Mercury's in retrograde too. So blame it on that. Let's blame it on anything other than your own responsibilities and consciousness. Let's blame it on all this celestial the stuff going on, right? Supposedly, I don't even know anymore. And so today, I told some people last week, I think we put out, hey, if you're really worried about this eclipse thing and you want to stay inside or be disconnected from your equipment and stuff like that, go ahead and, from 11 o'clock Pacific to about 2 o'clock Pacific, just take a powder, But I told everybody I'm not stopping what I'm doing. I got a whole, my Mondays are my busiest work days pretty much. I got meeting after meeting after meeting. I work from 8 in the morning until literally 7 at night straight every single Monday. Those are my Mondays. I don't have an hour to give up because I'm worried about my computer blowing up or something like that, because of an eclipse. So I did go outside and burn my retina trying to look at the sun for a nanosecond. And then I was like, nope, going back inside. I did go and check it out, but I didn't see anything. But it was like, it was like, we gotta check ourselves sometimes, y'all, and just be like, hey, am I getting worried about something that isn't really a big deal? If you want to go and watch it and be enthralled with it, that's cool. But I'm just very happy that it didn't feel like people got too insane about it. And, it didn't feel like people were at that point where they felt like they needed to go buy toilet paper, which does bring me, before we go to the break, to my funniest meme I saw. All right, then we'll come back and get into electric nutrition, some of Dr. Robert Becker's work. We'll talk a little bit about Ohm's Law and some cool stuff. But the funniest meme I saw was somebody said they're worried about the eclipse, and they showed somebody grabbing a whole pile of toilet paper from the store. That I promise you, folks, in my entire life, I will never forget the stupidity of people clearing out toilet paper during COVID while vitamin C and vitamin D sat on the shelf in the same store. It was one of those things where I was like, uh-oh, we got some problems ahead of us. And sadly, we were right. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. Listen in to these messages. We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio and less pontification and more information to help you find that healing that you're looking for. We'll be right back, right after these messages.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to americaoutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Cardiovascular disease is the leading cause of death and disability. Lifestyle changes are critical, but you can also support your heart with concentrated nutrients. Healthy Cell created Heart and Vascular Health to support cholesterol and blood pressure with CoQ10, vitamin K2, resveratrol, and soluble fiber. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow. Get heart healthy. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
All right, healers, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, man, I miss those 70s and 80s. I can't. Sometimes I just go and watch Perfect Strangers from the 80s, with Balky Bartokomos and Cousin Larry, just to like have that slapstick, silly, doesn't mean anything, kind of show there was no predictive programming going on or anything. And if you really enjoy this particular 80s show, go ahead and tell us and go to America Out Loud, Talk Radio Network, go to the website, go to Looking for Healing Radio and tell us which, I'd love to hear what was your favorite 80s show. You know, you can use the little ask and a question chat. We can play around with it like that too. All right. But I'd love to hear it. There's probably some good stuff. I'll read a few on the air if you send some stuff over. All right. Well, as you know, everybody, hopefully you've been checking out Global Healing. Hope you've been checking out their whole catalog, getting some of that wonderful vitamin C. It's so delicious. Getting some of that wonderful vitamin D. You know, might not need as much of it if we're getting outside now that it's starting to get a little bit warmer. Love that Ultimate Cellular Health. Oh man, we've been getting some great feedback on that for people. They can't put their finger on it, but they just feel better. I think some of it has to do with a little bit of copper that we put in there. But the nucleosides are wonderful. Of course, the foreign protein cleanse is fantastic. Dr. Group's got about, oh my goodness, he's got about 7 or 8 new things coming out that we are privy to later this year that are going to be absolutely jaw-dropping amazing. I mean, that dude and his team are just doing some incredible work. So let's make sure we're supporting them. Go over there, find something you love on that catalog. All right, try it out. Go get the bioactive copper at the very least. Try something. I'll get some of that and make sure you put in promo code Out Loud. Get yourself a little extra discount, but get that finest medicine that you're going to find in the world. I mean, some of the stuff is out of stock and some of that's because we've been selling it, you know, but some of that's because when they get a bad batch of raw materials in, they send them back, right? That's their commitment. They won't put something in a package unless they would put it into their bodies. And I think we all did that, we'd be in a much better place. Let's make sure we keep that global healing really growing. Another place that I hope you agree with me is worth growing is the Energetic Health Institute. Stop being a patient, start being a student over there. We have another detox cycle. We got this one all filled up, sold out. We got another one starting in May. All right, so we got some important dates coming up for you all. Let me give them to you. April 24th. April 24th, we have another free Healing for the Ages masterclass, live masterclass. I hope you come. We're going to talk a little bit more about, I might start sharing a little bit of the chelation of the microsomal EDTA. We'll see what Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, and Dr. Schmidt want to share as well. We're going to actually be honing in on that tomorrow when we get together. But make sure you put on your calendars, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. April 24th, we got another free one coming in. And that's where we're going to open up registration for our May conference. So we're doing a May virtual conference. That's going to be May 25th. Put that on your calendar. You definitely want to be there. We are going to go into a lot more depth on the EMFs and what you can do about it. We're learning more. Still, we don't, just because we learned some stuff doesn't mean we stop learning. But what we're going to show you at this conference, I'm really excited about, everybody. We're going to show you some images of what we found in the blood, some of them nanobots and stuff like that. So you're going to see some crazy cool stuff by two of our really great researchers on our team. So we'll introduce you to them as we get a little bit closer to the conference. But it's going to be fantastic. And during that same month, I think actually the week before, we're starting the next detox cycle at the Energetic Health Institute. So make sure you go over to energetichealthinstitute.org, check us out. Check out our health screenings, you know, the delayed food allergy health screening, the microbiome health screening. We're about to release a new one so you can check your heavy metals and your minerals in your body composition health screening, you know, very key things that you can get a 30-minute read with somebody who's been trained by me on how to interpret what's going on. And that's some information that you can use for educational purposes to start refining your approach to your health, right? Don't guess when you can know. That's what it's all about. We got the detox starting May 17th, I think, is when it comes up. Got some great stuff going over there. Just a whole bunch of support. The folks that are getting on the grounding sleep systems are doing great. So make sure at the very least, you go over to energetichealthinstitute.org and get your free EMF guide. I mean, there's so much good coming out of that school right now. I'm so proud of everybody that works at EHI and all the students we have there. It's such good coming out of there. that you definitely want to make sure you're a part of. Go to energetichealthinstitute.org. All right, so talking about this this body electric, you know, I have a mountain of books that I have that I want to read, you know, and I have right now sitting around my house, probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. I probably have about 25 or 30 books that I want to read. One of them is actually on tying knots. I can't wait to go camping in a couple of weeks and take that book with me. I'm going to pull out my little collapsible rocking chair, put on a fire, hopefully have the doggies around, you know, maybe cook a can of beans, you know what I'm saying? And just tie knots under the God's grandeur in this beautiful sky, you know, this beautiful, beautiful sky. So that's one of them. So I'm looking forward to that a great deal. But it was very interesting. I'm reading the book on quantum dots, right? And reading all this technical stuff on quantum dots, you know, and I'm just like, ugh, you know, how short-sighted are so many people to fall prey to these evil people that convince them they're doing good somehow, like where you can't even stop for a second, you know, as a research scientist, as somebody who's interested in these things, and go, you know what? I don't know if this is a great idea that we do this. You know, there's such a race, and that's where you see some good competition. There's such a race to understand some stuff. Can we do this? Yeah, well, if there's enough money, we'll figure out a way, you know, kind of nonsense that sometimes, you know, and oftentimes people aren't stopping and going, you know what, this is a bad idea. I'm not going to participate in this. And maybe there are some and they just don't get any acclaim that they turned it down. I'm sure there are. But by and large, you know, as long as the trough has, you know, food running through it, you know, these folks line up and start put their faces in it and start eating, you know, and don't really look up to see whether or not what they're doing has a moral center to it, a philosophical, you know, foundation to it, you know, an ethical, you know, an ethical heart-based emotion associated. They're just like, yeah, let's see what we can do. And so many of these research scientists don't think simply like, hey, do you realize that they want you to figure this out so they can weaponize this shit? You know, excuse me, this beep. Pardon. I'm gonna get fined at some point. I'm gonna get better, folks. So I'm researching this stuff on quantum dots, and then, you know, and then we get to meet Steve Ross, and he really shares so much beautiful things. Him and his wife do such, they're just gentle souls. They're people that when you meet them, you just feel better about the world, you know, and you're like, oh God, you exist. Thank you, you know. And he turns me on to some books that I've been reading. I can't wait to get to Denshaw's book on color therapy. That's definitely on the menu. But, you know, I'm reading Lakovsky and I'm like, man, this guy is 100 years ahead of his time, at least, you know, in his understanding of what's going on and concerns about radio frequencies and emissions. I mean, all these guys are concerned about, hey, what do nano amps of alternating current do? What do, you know, what do Milligauss fields do to the human cell? You know, I mean, they're doing some great, great stuff. And so as I'm going through and looking for books and things like that, the book that keeps popping up for me is The Body Electric by Dr. Robert O. Becker and Gary Selden. Let's give Gary Selden some credit here as well. It does sound to me like the vast majority was written by Dr. Becker, just reading through his prose and how he does things. And it's brilliant. I saw this book about 7 or 8 times before I finally purchased it. You know what I'm saying? Like when God's like nudging you, hey, dude, you're missing it again, dude, you know, it just kept coming up no matter what book I was searching for. This one kept coming up. So I was like, all right, fine. I have no idea what this book is about, but let me get it and just see. So when it arrives, I have a tendency to do what I think a lot of folks do is, you know, you want to preview. So you start thumbing through the book and seeing if there's an index in it, especially if, you know, if there's some topics that might be interesting. So I went through the index when it first arrived and I started reading. I read through parts of like about four or five chapters, you know, highlighting some things that I could come back to. And I was like, wow, this sounds pretty intense, you know, like what this guy was doing. What Dr. Becker was doing was, what Dr. Becker was doing was he was studying in post-World War II all the way up to really the, I think it was about 1981. He was studying regeneration. And so he did anything we know about this topic, he was pretty much at the center and forefront. I mean, we're talking about, you know, he wanted to understand how is it that a salamander could regrow its tail? How could a salamander regrow its limb when it loses it? Because this is a common experience, sadly, for, well, I don't know if it's too sad, but for these animals, these creatures out in the wild, you know, you've got to be able to get away when something bites you, and you got to be able to survive and continue on and continue the line. Well, they have this incredible ability to regenerate limbs. And he was like, I got to be able to figure this out because I have to believe that it's applicable if we understand the components of it, that it's applicable to the mammalian body and especially to humans, you know. And he's talking about, you know, limb regeneration and spinal regeneration and things like that, that we inherent to us have this quality. And the first revelation comes when we're reading through his book and he confirms without a doubt that the body runs on direct current, not alternating current. Alternating current, man-made; direct current, God-made. We run on direct current. And what's so fascinating, you have a multimeter, it is the easiest thing in the world to measure when you are earthing, when you're grounded. You can confirm this. It's the easiest thing in the world to confirm. So it just so happens that some of this work that he's talking about, I had been confirming, but didn't really understand it. You know what I mean? I didn't understand what this stuff is and alternating current, direct current. I started out as an electrical engineer at UCLA and then quickly realized that that's a completely different brain that I don't possess. So I gave that up and went into mechanical engineering, got my degree in mechanical engineering, then ultimately became a computer programmer after I graduated and started my career. Well, I'm reading through this book and he blows my mind. Like every chapter, there's something mind blowing. Like the first thing was that we run on direct current, right? That's the big one. Okay. The second thing that comes out is he starts talking about how copper is instrumental in bone mending. What copper does is it attracts to like a displaced fracture and it creates enough of a semiconducting field for the fracture elements to find each other and start regrowing and straightening themselves out. Mind-blowing, right? Just absolutely mind-blowing stuff, okay? And a lot of that's done by him experimenting on animals and figuring out what prevented them from regenerating their limb growth. So some of it is a little, I mean, you got to kind of like suspend feelings and emotions for these little salamanders and rabbits and frogs and things like that, which God knows how many of those they killed to learn this stuff. But there was a lot. Let me just say there was a lot there. But you're reading through this stuff and you're like, wow. It starts expanding something that's very important for us. What's possible? Because the limits that have been imposed upon us have been imposed on us by people who don't believe in what's possible, don't explore what's possible, don't want you to know what's possible, want you to be deaf, dumb, and blind, and a cradle-to-grave customer of theirs because you don't know what's possible. He goes on a little bit further and he starts talking about silver. Now, we all know silver, colloidal silver, is going to be essential for as a bacteriostatic, you know, metal. It's completely biocompatible, so it's not going to be toxic to us at any low levels. I mean, anything is going to be toxic if you get enough of it in your system. But at low levels, Silver is completely biocompatible. It actually acts as a semiconductor. It conducts the current of our body, the direct current of our body. When it's unimpeded by alternating current, it conducts it at the cellular level to help assist energy production. But it also is very toxic to pathogenic bacteria. So it's very bacteriostatic. So he tells the story of a guy who had a completely displaced fracture, and they did the worst thing they could do. They put metal pins in the bone. And of course, the metal pins act as huge antennas that are going to be attractive and disrupt all the direct current and attract the alternating current that in these fields. And that's where people who have all these metal things, you know, they've been put together. That's why they don't work. I remember Chris Mim from the Lakers, you know, his whole career was ruined after he broke his ankle, his talus bone, and they put plates in there. He never was able to recover. He tried to rehab for a whole year, and then he had to retire. His career was done. It was all because of those damn plates. It was all because of the metal that was put in there, because if God wanted us to have big old metal plates in our body, we would have been born with it. It's just, that's why we don't want to look at things mechanistically. But what Dr. Becker shared this weekend that just absolutely blew me away, y'all, was this thing that I didn't think was possible. And it's really forced me to meditate on, what do I really know? What the bleep do we really know? And that thing that he proved is that our cells, cells that have nuclei in them, meaning they have intact DNA, have the ability to de-differentiate. And if you don't know what that means, but it sounds like it's kind of important, you're right. So why don't you stay tuned? We'll be right back with more Looking for Healing Radio right after these messages.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will, the will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit healright.com/outloud or americaoutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
58 million people suffer from joint aches and stiffness in the U.S. every day. Ignoring chronic joint discomfort can affect mobility and your quality of life. Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created Joint Health and Mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexible range of motion. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with clinically proven ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients. You would need to take 11 pills to get the same amount of nutrients in each gel pack. And these great-tasting gels come in a small packet. Tear off the top, shoot it down, or mix it in water. It's 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. HealthyCell.com, code OUTLOUD for 25% off.
All right, healers, welcome back. Last segment here. I want to pick right up where we left off, de-differentiation. So when we are born, and when we're very young, we're growing. We have a lot of stem cells. Stem cells can differentiate. They can differentiate and do differentiate into a myriad of cell types. From immune cells, they differentiate into everything from B cells and T cells to macrophages. When we're talking about the nervous system and tissues associated with the nervous system, they're going to differentiate into Schwann cells, which form myelin sheaths around your nerves, the actual nerve cell body. They're going to differentiate into glia and microglia that support and actually support what I've learned this weekend, conduction, DC current along those lines. Stem cells are going to differentiate into myocytes, into cardiomyocytes, heart muscle and heart muscle cells. They're going to differentiate into cells that will become our glandular functions, from the pancreas all the way through the reproductive organs up to the thymus and then even into the pineal and the hypothalamus. I mean, just really cool stuff. I mean, I'm reading through this book, The Body Electric, and he's even laying out the importance of the 10 megahertz frequency for optimizing, our concentration and our ability to get our work done. I just was playing with I have a frequency generator from Matthew Wright, I was playing around with the 10 hertz frequency last night. And it was like, okay, this is what I thought. It should be used when we're working, not when we're sleeping. I think I'm becoming much more confident that if you're using a frequency generator, that you want it to be certainly above 100 hertz, as you're sleeping, and hopefully that you're sleeping on a grounded sleep system. So your body is completely devoid of any alternating currents. Those are just getting wiped out by the grounding system, that you can start bringing hertz into your, frequency, into your healing space, which is your bed, your bedroom, and you can feel it. So what I've been doing for the last several months is I put one together. I talked with Matthew. I was like, I don't know anything about this. Where's a good place to begin? And we put in 432 hertz, the 528 hertz, the 528.4 hertz, and the 2720 hertz. And we put that sequence together, and I put it on repeat every night because it's above 100 hertz and in terms of frequency, and because each one does something specific. The 432 is supposed to create the frequency of the universe, the attunement with that, so that you can get resonance there when it's playing. The 528 is going to be about DNA repair and also heart energy. The 528.4 is about re-lengthening telomeres, so that you start looking and feeling younger. You don't have to degrade. And then the 2720, I forget what that was, but it was definitely something that we wanted to end high before you start the cycle. I still am learning a great deal about this. But one of the things that was very clear was that you want to be above 100 hertz when you're sleeping, because that's above 100 hertz in terms of frequency is how your body restores itself. You start getting below 100 hertz, 60 hertz, which is what our electrical systems are wired at, 50 in the UK and in Europe. And now the alternating current starts to take a toll. on your cell structure, and all the way to where, you know, you get to 7.83 hertz, which is the frequency of Mother Earth. And, you know, as you are declining, your frequency, your vibration declines. So that's why you want to keep your vibration above 100. Humans are said to have a frequency of between 30 and 100 hertz, somewhere in that range. But if you're adding, you know, frequency above 100 while you're sleeping, you're going to be restoring yourself. If you're under 100 hertz, you're potentially taking away. So like the danger zone is really supposedly 30 hertz. So anyway, it doesn't mean that the Schumann frequency at 7.83 or the 10 hertz frequency is bad. It just means you want to know when to use it. And I think that's where you go, okay, let's use it when we're getting a little stressed out, when we're in this EMF fields and our bodies are unknowingly going into fight or flight mode. Yeah, that's something that Dr. Becker proved with rat studies, that when you are in an EMF field, unconsciously, your body goes into a state of fight or flight, and you start increasing your release of cortisol. How many of you are fatigued since these damn 5G towers went up and can't put your finger on it? There you go. All right. You're in an EMF field that is causing the constant release of cortisol from your adrenals. You're not able to actually restore your adrenals, because when do your adrenals restore? They restore when you're sleeping, but you're not going to ever be able to restore them so long as you are ungrounded while you're sleeping, because the alternating current in the EMF field that you are exposed to keeps a low-level stimulation of cortisol. And what does cortisol do? It wakes us up. So how many people are having problems sleeping? How many people are waking up several times a night? How many people are having trouble getting back to sleep? How many people are not able to dream when they're sleeping? Waking up feeling groggy, waking up feeling like brain fog. These are all signs of adrenal fatigue. But where is it coming from? Constant, unrelenting exposure to low-level EMF. Low-level EMF that throws your body out of whack, so much so that at the cellular level, it starts to potentiate protein synthesis errors. And you all have heard, anybody who's been listening to me, you've heard me talking about this phenomenon, not from the EMF angle, but from the damn shots and spike glycoprotein angle last year, when I was talking about pseudouridine and what was going on. They're hitting from multiple angles, folks, and these are interrelating bioweapons. Okay, these are synergistic bioweapons. That's a very bad thing, of course. Well, Dr. Becker just happens to be somebody that's warning about the potential of this in 1985, following 40 years of research, of dedicated research to understanding why limbs regenerate in some animals and what conditions have to happen. So what does he come up with? By the end of this book, and I got his next book, I can't wait to read it. That actually jumped up to the top of the list. That's the next book that's being read. Because he publishes another book in 1990 specifically on EMFs, because he was so upset about what was going on with them. Well, what gets interesting in this book is the differentiation. So differentiation is a stem cell switching into a specific cell type, and then that cell type can keep replicating, whether it's an immune cell or a muscle cell or a nervous system cell, whatever it is, it switches in there. And then what we're taught throughout medical school, throughout biology, everywhere our entire lives, we're taught that once that happens, once that cell differentiates into whatever it's going to be, it can't go back. There's no returning back. Well, what blew my mind this weekend was that's not true. And Dr. Becker proved it. This is where you will, I've been at this 25 years, folks. I feel like a first year student right now. Because now you're telling me everything I've been told, I have to question even more than I've already been questioning. he proved in his lab studies with the help of his incredible assistant team until they basically kicked him out of the VA in 1981 or somewhere thereabouts. He proved in his labs and published on all of this stuff that a fibroblast, which is a cell type that can promote collagen formation, collagen synthesis, which is going to be a building matrix for basically bone and scar tissue and healing the body, that a fibroblast, when you introduce colloidal silver to it, or silver in general, pure silver, and have the correct DC, direct current, can actually de-differentiate, which means it actually has the capability to become, for all intents and purposes, a stem cell once again. And that's at any age. That your cells are so versatile, so perfectly designed by God, that under the correct conditions, DC current, direct current only, low levels at that, and with the appropriate conduction medium, in this case silver, that these fibroblasts that are now specialized can de-differentiate and reverse themselves back into becoming a stem cell. A stem cell which now can be used to heal wounds, can be used to transform into something else that is needed by the body, that your body has this level of versatility. Imagine where we would be if this is what we were teaching from kindergarten forward, and how to get your body into these situations to do this. Now, I've talked about that EMF guide from the Energetic Health Institute and Healing for the Ages. If you don't go and get that, I don't know what to do. I can't help you. If you don't read it, because I've got some people who've read it, God bless you, and then they get it, and then they don't read it. If you don't read it, I can't help you. But I can tell you this. We are closing in, I feel, on the theory of everything, the true theory of everything, the thing that unites not only the innate and latent healing processes of the body, but the meaning of why and how. It's not an accident, healers, that I've been divinely guided to understanding water. I just had one of my team members tell me today that she had stomach aches the entire time until she finally started going through the homebrewed holy water process that it taught, and it just disappeared for her and her kids. It's not by accident, that's by design, because we understand what's in the water and we understand how to get it out and we can prove it. I just had another team member, in fact, two, come to me today and say they love their grounding sleep system. Them and their husbands get the best sleep they've had in as long as they can remember on them. Meaning that it's restful. They get to stay asleep all night. The dreams are fantastic. And when they wake up, they feel refreshed. Now, doesn't that sound like something you'd like? Because I know I love it. I'm not going back. I already told them I bought another one, so I can take with me on the road, you know, when I'm traveling and stuff like that. I will not sleep ungrounded anymore. I'm just not doing it. How are you going to do that when you're camping? Well, that's the easiest time to be grounded, you know? It actually is, you know, if you're willing to sleep outside, you know? In a tent, though, you have that little barrier. So what do you got to do? Poke a little hole through the bottom of the tent, you know, and let yourself touch Mother Earth. And if you want to put a device in there, plug the device, the little plug that you'd use to put in your outlet. Yeah, that can actually plug directly into the ground, and then you can use your device. But what blew my mind, y'all, what blew my mind was the incredible versatility of God's divine design that we get to occupy. That it's not the way that the evil people say it is. It's the way God says it is. I didn't put you here and give you all of this so that you could suffer. Suffering is your choice. All you had to do was stay connected to Mother Earth and your body's going to heal. All you have to do is take in the things that are natural for you and biocompatible, and your body's going to heal. The biggest obstacle we've had in the last 4 or 5 years is the newest variable that I can't ignore. Those damn 5G towers. That's when natural medicine stopped working as consistently as it had in my entire career. And so I have to invoke Occam's razor. All things being equal, the most likely answer is probably the right one. What's the thing that's changed? Those damn 5G towers. What's the things that changed? Those damn shots and mRNA. We got problems, but we got solutions, and that's what gets so exciting right now. You clean that water, you get that grounding sleep system on your bed, and you trust the process, healer. And you're going to see and feel what the medicine God intended for us all really can do. I know because I'm seeing it happen right before my eyes again. And I am in love and I am in complete gratitude for God and all he has given us. Because all of this came in visions and books and guidance and nudges. Always trying to be like, hey, you want to get there? You like to compete? Let me help you get there. And it allows me to say, all glory goes to God. Only the mistakes have been mine. That's where it gets down to. All right, healers. That book is The Body Electric by Dr. Robert Becker. I highly recommend it. And we're going to keep moving forward with this topic as I learn new things. We'll let you know new things. I might do a little update on our phone. I think I might want to talk about the ultra wideband network on the phones and how to turn them off completely. But we'll see. We'll see where we go with this. I don't know where I want to go next. I think I'm feeling like I want to get a little bit more philosophical for a little bit with y'all. But we'll see. Until then, may God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. And may we be open to receive such a blessing when it finds us. Dr. H for Looking for Healing Radio and the Energetic Health Institute, wishing you a beautiful day wherever you may be, saying to you aloha and adios.